Thursday, August 28th. I barely got any sleep last night. Since I was wide awake, I texted Victoria at 7 a.m. to let her know I was sick and wouldn't be able to do the photo shoot. I told her I had suddenly started to feel very nauseous. I was actually telling the truth about that part. I was so sick of my crappy life, I wanted to vomit. Victoria was surprisingly sympathetic. She told me to get some rest, and if I was feeling better before they left at 9:30 a.m., I could join them. She said not to worry, that Mackenzie could take my place. I was so angry that Mackenzie had selfishly kept my dress and then destroyed it. Why did I trust that rattlesnake and glitter lip gloss to begin with? Today, she was going to have my spot on the cover of Oh La La Chic magazine, just like she had planned all along. I felt totally helpless. I had been away from home for 10 days and was starting to feel homesick. When I opened my suitcase and saw Brianna's stupid teddy bear, Hans, I suddenly realized how much I was missing my family. Even Brianna. To make matters worse, I hadn't seen Brandon since last Friday, and I missed him, too. I wonder if he is mad at me. Right then, I felt so frustrated and alone that I took Hans out of Brianna's Princess Sugar Plum backpack and gave him a big hug. Hans still smelled a little like dirty gym socks, but I didn't even care. I was about to put Hans back inside the backpack when I noticed there was something rolled up and tucked into the bottom of it. I grabbed at a bundle of fabric and pulled. It looked vaguely familiar, but I wasn't sure until I reached in and gathered it all into my arms. OMG! I could not believe my eyes! Brianna had stuffed my costume into the bottom of her backpack! The amazing Brianna Dini really could make things reappear. Even my shoes were inside. She must have taken my costume out of the garbage bin right after I had thrown it away. Brianna had also written me the sweetest note. Dear Nikki, here is your stuff. It will be here waiting until you need it again. Also, Hans has a big sister in Paris he wants you to meet. He hopes she will be as nice as you. I told him, sorry, probably not. Love, Brianna. Suddenly, I had the craziest idea. It was 9:15 a.m., and our van was scheduled to leave for the magazine office at 9:30 a.m. I got dressed as fast as I could and raced down to the lobby. My heart was pounding as I pushed through the heavy front doors. But just as I got to the sidewalk, I saw a van with Victoria in the front passenger seat pulling out of the hotel driveway onto the main street. I was too late and had just missed the van by seconds. I spun around and slammed right into Chloe and Zoe. Bam! What are you doing here? We stammered to each other. I wanted to spend the day with my BFFs, so at the last minute I decided to go to the photo shoot, I explained. Well, we wanted to spend the day with our BFF, Zoe began. So at the last minute we decided not to go to the photo shoot, Chloe finished. Suddenly they noticed what I was wearing. OMG, Nikki, you found your costume, they both exclaimed. Where? I'll explain all of that later, I said. But right now, we need to get to that magazine cover photo shoot. While Zoe was busy looking up the address of the magazine office, Chloe and I were trying to figure out the best way to get there. We had no idea how to take the subway or the bus systems, and we didn't have time to find a taxi or rideshare driver who spoke English. We looked around the busy street in frustration. In the park next door, we noticed teens laughing and enjoying the sunny day. Chloe, Zoe, and I came up with a brilliant idea at the same time. We spotted a scooter for rent, and the three of us hopped on it. I took off speeding toward the magazine office as Chloe and Zoe held on for dear life. Nikki, I didn't know you knew how to ride a scooter, Zoe exclaimed. I don't. I've never ridden one in my life, I admitted. OMG, we're so dead, Chloe squealed and then giggled happily. Finally, my BFFs and I were on our way to the photo shoot. Luckily, we made it there alive. The photo shoot was a huge success. And so was our magazine cover. Squee! During the entire photo shoot, Mackenzie was glaring at me like an angry troll. And after we finished, she gave me the dirtiest look and rolled her eyes so hard, I thought they were going to pop out of their sockets and be mistaken by a Parisian for the French delicacy escargot, snails slathered in butter and garlic. Mackenzie actually wore that ripped dress as a two-piece ensemble. I think she was going for shabby chic, but the dress was a total fashion disaster that looked more like trendy trash. My bandmates and I agreed that this trip was the most awesome, savage summer challenge ever. Maybe next year we could do something even more crazy, like walk the runway for Paris Fashion Week. Hey, a girl can dream. Squee!